Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang pressure na maging maganda ay nagdadala sa ilang mga kababaihan upang sumailalim sa mga cosmetic surgery. Umamin ang maraming kababaihan na nagmula mismo ang pressure mula sa kanilang pagmimithi na maging perpekto. Sa ating panayam, ibinahagi ni Dr. Elizabeth Buchanan kung paano mas mapapabuti ng mga kababaihan ang kanilang sarili.
New research reveals that 1 in 2 young women will go to any length to achieve their perception of beauty, with half feeling more empowered when they have good skin. Today, we have clinical psychologist Dr. Zach Elizabeth Buchanan from the Psychology Foundation to tell us about the beauty myth in our society. Dr. Zach, can you tell us more about the research?
The research commissioned by Andalou Natural just earlier this year found that almost half, or 46% of women, are willing to go to any length to achieve their own perception of beauty, with a quarter of them actually wanting to undergo some form of cosmetic procedure as a result of this pressure. And unfortunately, the pressure that they feel is not something new, and that women, I suppose, for centuries or decades have been feeling this pressure to look a certain way or to appear a certain way. And with social media now in the arena, I suppose, that pressure is amplified, and women are feeling it even more at the moment. So women, I suppose, have been socialized to believe that their worth rests solely on the way that they look, and that these messages can start very early, from being told that she's a pretty girl to then being told by media or social media, like I said, that in order to be successful or admired or to be treated with respect, you must look perfect. And that sense of perfection is problematic, because the idea of perfect changes with fashion as well.
Women are spending tons of money in cosmetic surgeries. Is this a big problem?
I think that, it's problematic. I should say, though, that there really isn't anything inherently or wrong or problematic with women wanting to change their appearance or to, apply makeup or enhance a feature of themselves. I mean, we are human and we're not perfect. But what the problem is the attitude in which we do it that matters the most. So if we are having the attitude of feeling like we have to look perfect to be valuable, then that's really bad. And if we are spending a lot of time looking in the mirror or checking ourselves or even thinking about the way we look, and that's getting in the way of leading a healthy, normal life, then that's a problem as well.
Do you think cosmetic and beauty companies take advantage of women who are going through the pressure of looking perfect?
I mean, the fact that cosmetic procedures are so easily accessible these days, and some of them are quite affordable compared to a few years ago, then I suppose that temptation to use them is much greater. That you don't need a lot of money to do something. But again, like I said, it's not so much a problem with cosmetic procedures in themselves, but more about why people are doing it. Knowing that their worth is far greater than what they look like. Focusing on the inner aspects of yourself, the way that you relate to people and the relationships you have with other people, that is a much better indication of who you are as a person.
So what can women do to reduce anxiety or improve their self-image without having to go through cosmetic surgeries?
I think if people are feeling that they are spending a lot of time thinking about the way that they look, or avoiding things because they don't feel like they're looking good on a particular day, and they're starting to feel anxious or depressed, I would encourage them to seek out some help with a psychologist to work through that low self-esteem. And the approach would be about focusing on that idea of self-compassion, which boils down to the idea of treating yourself like you would treat a loved one or a friend. Because a lot of the time, the way that we talk to ourselves isn't very nice, isn't very kind. So focusing on changing the way that we speak with ourselves can make a big difference.
How can women improve or care or look after themselves without having to go through changing how they look just to be perfect?
Looking after themselves would be, I can't comment on individual circumstances or what kind of regime that they do. But what I can say is that to think about the attitude in which that they're doing these things. So are they actually taking care of themselves? Are they doing it to be kind and compassionate with themselves, to preserve their sense of well-being? Or are they doing it with an attitude of, I must, look better, or I'm thinking about all the different flaws and beating themselves up about it? That's the key thing, in my opinion, as a psychologist. Seek help when you want it, when you need it, and there's nothing wrong with seeking help. And staying positive, but also remembering that it's okay to not be perfect, but making sure that that doesn't impact your self-esteem.
E like, e share, and comment. Sundar SBS Filipino sa Facebook.